banger, and it's kind of rightfully placed because we've got two special guests in the studio. Very welcome to you, Alisa and Aliana Popat, co-founders of Nairobi Street Kitchen. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi. So tell us a little bit about Nairobi Street Kitchen. I understand, like, you guys started, what, 9 months ago?
Yeah, so we opened 9 months ago, and it's a project that's been in the making for about 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And it's just constantly evolved from, like, the day that we started coming up with the idea to what it is, what it looks like now. Yeah, so we obviously travel the world quite a lot. We love food, we love wine, we love everything to do with, like, the food and beverage space. Mm. And as a family, we would sit down and say, why don't we come up with our own, like, food concept? So we sort of took ideas from what's happening around the US and Europe with the concept of a food hall. And we said, why not actually build our own brands and make this sort of food hall style concept? And so that's sort of how it came to life. And Alisa and I worked very closely together. Her strengths are different than mine. So she's very strong on the construction and architecture side.
Cool.
And then I run with sort of the operational side of the business.
Yeah. And Nairobi Street Kitchen is in Westlands, right?
Yes, and on Mpaka Road.
Yes, and I've been there before, and I absolutely love it because exactly what you're saying, Aliana, where you kind of, I've been there for brunch in the morning with a friend, had some coffee and some really good food, and I've also been there at like 8 p.m. on a Friday, had dinner and drinks, and then had an entire party. You guys always have things going on over the weekends, and I wanted to know a little bit more about like this concept of having the different eateries in Nairobi.
Sure.
Street Kitchen, yeah.
Yeah, so basically it's a space that sort of attracts different crowds and different target markets around the country, and also outside the country, because we do get a lot of tourists walking in, which
nice.
Is quite cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we have 11 concepts. Actually, one hasn't launched yet, and we're going to launch that hopefully in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
But on the top floor, we have Social, which is our rooftop bar, and next to that is going to be Beer and Bones, which we're going to launch in a few weeks. And then downstairs, we have a mix of street food and then other sort of concepts where you can sit in and be served.
Uh-huh.
So on the street food side, we have everything from Mexican to a chicken concept to pizza, burgers, a dessert concept, an Indian street food concept. I hope I'm not missing anything. It's like, I've said this so many times. And then those are sort of like the experience we wanted to have there is that, like, you go up to the container, you interact with the chef, you see how he makes your food, and then sort of pick up the food and then sit down. And if you go with a group of, like, you know, 5-10 people, each one of you can actually have a different meal and, you know, maybe even share. And so that's what we were sort of going around. And then the other two concepts we have is a Portuguese wine bar with Portuguese tapas, and a all-day dining sort of cafe, which kind of connect together. And that's a concept, those two are concepts where you sit, you're served, you know, a menu comes to you,
right.
You can have your drinks. So we're trying to balance, you know, what different people want. And I think that was super important when
I
we
love
sort
that.
Of envisioned it.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, yeah. Especially because of the fact that you said you opened 9 months ago, which means that's in the middle of a pandemic when everything was haywire. So in just a bit, we're going to get into that conversation on being female entrepreneurs and actually opening up a business in the middle of a pandemic. I do want to know, though, which one would you say is your favorite restaurant or the favorite meal at Nairobi Street Kitchen?
Mm. So I'd have to say mine is actually Nude. So Nude is the Southeast Asian noodle bar,
yeah.
Where we basically pull fresh noodles for every single dish that you order. So for every order, you have somebody in front of you pulling the fresh noodle for you. So I'd have to say my favorite menu item would be the Malaysian laksa.
Oh yeah, that's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite?
Same.
No,
yes.
Yeah.
So mine's Library 68, which is the Portuguese tapas and wine bar. And I'd mentioned that, you know, Alisa and I are from Portugal. We were born there. So bringing a part of Portugal into the project was super special to us. Yeah, so, and also, you know, wine is like,
yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Universal language of love. It is a Fuse 984. Do talk to us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Send in those questions that you have, and we will give you some nice meal recipes that you would definitely want to try out. We love to see when women work together and create magic, and that's what we have today in studio as well. Nairobi Street Kitchen.
Whoop whoop.
Studio. Let me tell you, this is something definitely for everybody. I'm talking everything from pizzas to great drinks as well, noodles, as
also,
they mentioned.
Can I just say that I love that we're bringing back pizzas after I said it was my favorite food and Anne tried to roast me earlier?
We're gonna get back to that once they're gone. Okay, domestics don't need to be aired out in front of our guests, but I am very curious of the fact of how it got started, because it wasn't meant to be this huge, like, area of different spaces. It was just meant to be a couple containers or something.
Yeah, so I think the initial idea was it was supposed to be something very simple, which was a bunch of containers, kind of in a building, and that's pretty much it. So we only had like one floor. So if you kind of remember the initial building, there was a china plate there. Apparently there was Nando's back in the day, Medusa. And so if you remember the building, there was kind of this mezzanine level. Mm-hmm. And so we took that out from the main building. Mm-hmm. And then we realized actually we had more space on the roof. And so we decided to use the roof as our second floor. So a lot of things happened along the project, which kind of allowed it to evolve, which kind of fits in line with what NSK is as well. But throughout the project, I think we realized that Nairobi as a city has a huge waste management problem. Mm. And I think we'd made it our responsibility to recycle, repurpose and reuse what we could from kind of walking around and seeing what there was out there. So we actually repurposed a whole bunch of vehicles, bathtubs to make sinks, cool. oil drums to make sinks, cassettes, a whole bunch of cassettes. I mean, cassettes, I think, are such a beautiful image, iconic image that, like, a lot of us, maybe not all, remember.
Honestly, I feel like most anybody below the age of 18 these days probably doesn't know what a cassette is, but...
We were actually showing this old generation kids around, and we stopped at the cassettes, and everyone was just blank-faced, and they just did not know what that was, which was amazing.
Yeah,
because it's an opportunity to kind of also show a little bit of history, which was amazing.
I think that's a fantastic thing about NSK as well, because there's so many things that happen in one spot, you know what I mean? Like there's going from arts to exercise as well, so fitness, food and entertainment as well as in general. But you have been mentioning a lot of terms when it comes to architecture. That's a very male-dominated field. How did you handle being in that space?
It was quite difficult, actually, in the beginning. I have to say, like, I graduated from university and I came back kind of with big ideas, and I thought I knew everything. And it actually turned out that when I first went into the project, I realized I knew nothing. And it kind of gave me the opportunity and the challenge to learn everything that I needed to know about building a building. Which you think they would teach you in school, but that's not the case. They teach you to build fake buildings.
Yeah.
But when it actually comes down to it, there's a lot more that it takes. And I think as a young 23-year-old, it was difficult because most of the people on site are men.
Yeah.
And that's just the fact. And so you kind of have to work double as hard and do the most for yourself, really, and kind of figure it out on the way.
Right. What advice would you give to, let's say, a young entrepreneur, a young lady who wants to enter this field as well? What advice would you give? What was something you took away from this experience?
Just keep going,
yeah.
To be honest. I think there are going to be days where you feel horrible, and there are going to be days where you go home and you just want to cry and do nothing else. But then the next day you just have to get up and realize that nobody else is going to help you. It has to be you and it has to come from you. And if you have a passion to do something, just... do it.
Persevere.
Yeah, yeah. Persevere and just push through.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, congratulations, Alyssa. It's an actually incredible space. And I can't wait to get back because I want to hear a little bit about, like, the biggest surprises and challenges you've faced in those short 9 months you've been open with Nairobi Street Kitchen. It is a beautiful space, though, so you definitely want to check it out in Paka Road in Westlands. It's very Instagrammable. But for now, let's get back into the music and then back
To the interview. So we're salivating here in studio.
Use, and we're talking about a party for all because we've got the ladies of Nairobi Street Kitchen joining us. Welcome to studio again, Alyssa and Aliana. Thank you for joining us. We've been talking all about your concept and all the different things you guys have going on, from food to entertainment, drinks. And I want to know, I mean, you've been open for 9 months, and what's been the most exciting or interesting new thing that you both have learned being in the restaurant and entertainment industry?
Yeah, so I never studied hospitality in my bachelor's, but I did my master's just a year ago.
Oh, cool.
So I obviously got a bit of a glimpse, but I never did anything operational, and now I'm like fully into operations. So I would say just being on the ground at NSK on a daily basis and sort of working with people and having, you know, different meetings with different people, discussing anything from, you know, delivery apps to, you know, entertainment to, you know, what's, you know, new menu tasting is just the most exciting thing for
yeah.
me. So I've learned a lot. I've learned how to deal with people and work with people of different personalities and different characters. And that's been extremely challenging, but also extremely pleasing at the
yeah.
same time.
Yeah.
So I would just say, like, all of that in a nutshell was, yeah, it's been cool, actually. It's been a really nice journey.
Yeah.
That's obviously going to continue for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think to me it's so fascinating that during the pandemic, our hospitality industry took such a big hit, but this was created in the noise and the craziness. Uh-huh. What are some of the events now that, you know, outside is getting open again? What are some of the events that you can hold at NSK?
Yeah, so we can do really anything. And over the past few months, you know, we've done stuff like press conferences, networking events, people want to have some of their wedding events there as well, their birthdays. We've had boot camps around the space. We've actually hung boxing bags in our street food market and people just done boxing there, which I think was quite fun. And then we have lots of live bands coming in, DJs. We also want to create a really nice platform for people who are like upcoming musicians and artists to sort of showcase their talent. And so we're working with a few people to, you know, get that going as well.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, because Capsule FM is your best mix of music, by the way. So I know we have a lot of up and coming artists who want to check that out. In just a bit, you let us know your questions and we can ask them. 0701-984-984 is the number. You can do that on all the Fuse 984 on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. I have been salivating for 4 hours. Well, 1 hour long, and the next three will be spent the same way. But let's get some comments as well. Afrika Kublen on Capsule FM Fanatic says, thanks for having the Nairobi Sweet Kitchen guest entrepreneurs in studio. They are remarkable and exceptional. We also have Ruth saying she's learned a lot about starting a business as a woman. It's giving her hope in the pandemic. I thought that's fantastic.
That's so nice.
Yeah, that's great. Please do check out their website, because you understand why I'm saying that you will salivate. There's so many options, vegan options as well as gluten free,
and that's huge.
Huge.
Good vegan options in this in Nairobi.
Yeah.
Hard to come by.
Yeah, because mostly you got like chips and a salad, but I'm seeing some great options here as well. So everybody gets to enjoy. I do want to know though. Let's say if I am an up and coming artist or musician, how can I find you, or how can I contact you to maybe occupy some space?
Yeah, you can just message us on any of the socials, so Instagram, Facebook, just go to nairobistreetkitchen.com, or you can actually email us on info@nairobistreetkitchen.com, or you can actually call us.
Nice.
Call or WhatsApp, whatever you feel comfortable with, on 0707-800-800.
Cool.
We're going to have this on our social media platform, Diffuse 984, as well. Now, I want to know, what is the future for Nairobi Street Kitchen? What should we look forward to seeing?
Yeah, what's coming up this weekend? That's what I want to know.
So, near future then. We have salsa on Thursday. We do salsa every Thursday with a couple that, you know, brings in a lot of people, and they're just really talented and they dance incredibly. And then on Friday we have a live band called The Revolution The Band. I think it's a bunch of four guys. And then on Saturday we have an event called Afro Bonanza with a lineup of four different DJs.
Whoa.
So that would be quite fun.
Amazing. So we'll definitely be seeing you there, Nairobi Street Kitchen. Don't forget, it's on Mpaka Road in Westlands. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We'll obviously post their information to our own socials. But for now, we got to get into the news.